It's the review show after me thinking we were done for Christmas at the back end of the last show. Nil, us being sat here on Christmas Eve one. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. And we are going to have a little chat about Liverpool 3, Leicester City 3, a little bit after the fact. And we'll talk about that game and a little bit around the current context too. But Neil, I'll come to you first and we'll start around Liverpool's lineup for Leicester's League Cup game. I think it's fair to say that it's as hard on players like Cometio, Conor Bradley, as it is even more so maybe on the likes of Joe Gomez and Henderson for what they have to sort out around them when that team drops. I think the manager must know that, mustn't he, when it hits and when he names it. Do you think he was expecting maybe Leicester to be a little bit under strength, or do you think it was something that he thought he could maybe ride for an hour and 45 and then get other lads on?
I think he expected Leicester to be a bit more under strength. I think it's funny to think about it from Leicester's point of view first. They haven't had a game for a while. Form's been a little bit in and out prior to then. And I think Rodgers was almost treating this like almost like the last pre-season friendly before the first game of the season. And I think therefore he's gone a little stronger than Liverpool may have anticipated. I think within that as well, he's got a couple of issues, Rodgers, wherein he's really struggling for centre-halves, and that situation actually gets worse during this game. So he needs to look at a defensive structure and see, you know, can this work for me, yes or no? And he's having a little look at that. I think also he's got a couple of players who've got a little bit of something to prove. And I think he's, in the end, as you get to see, I think he wants to know what for this side two up front looks like, but without it being in a risky environment, if you see what I mean. And I think all of that leads to him making the decisions he makes. I think Liverpool may have been just a little surprised by all of that, really. Like, I don't think it's unreasonable for Liverpool to expect Vestergaard to get a game from the outset. I don't think it's unreasonable for Liverpool to expect Perez to get a game. And in fact, it's mad that Perez doesn't kick the ball over the course of the period of time that the whole game goes on, especially given Vardy's issues. So I think within there, you know, it's where does Bertrand, if Bertrand doesn't start this one, Liverpool might be thinking, well, where does he get his game from? And yet he doesn't start this one. He does come on as it wears on. I think it's difficult for Liverpool to be sure what they're going to face. And then I think ultimately what makes it harder again is I don't think Liverpool are budgeted for them to go in two up top. And I think as soon as they go two up top, Liverpool have got a big problem. And the problem is, without, you know, again, no one saying he's not going to have a Liverpool career or a top flight career or anything like that, but the problem becomes Cometio. Because suddenly now Gomez can't, you know, if it's two dealing with just Vardy or two dealing with just Daka, then you're in a position where it's just easier for Gomez to, even if they play on Cometio, it's easier for Gomez to always have an eye on it and sweep over. What by going two on two against the centre backs, they just give Gomez a massive headache. And it's clear in every single way. You know, it's really interesting with Cometio's distribution. He plays two or three, absolutely excellent passes breaking the line going forward. Everything he does sideways and backwards is wrong. And it's a really strange thing. The harder pass is the one that breaks the lines, gets to a player on the half turn. You know, that's the pass that none of us could play in a million years. You know, that's the pass that, you know, along the ground, along the deck, fizzed in. He does two or three of them and they're excellent balls. When we're just trying to knock it around the back, he's taking an extra touch. He's opening himself up to be pressed. He then gets pressed over and over when he goes to the next player because he's took longer. Gomez is now under more pressure. And I think you're right, Dan. I think that where we end up is, firstly, in the realm of the senior players thing, you also end up with a couple of Liverpool players who've been selected there who have to act as though they're senior players when they're not that senior and certainly not in that position. So Nico knows he might have a Conor Bradley-based problem behind him, but it's not Nico's 50th appearance for Liverpool. It's only his second doing that if you combine the two that he's done for 20 minutes so far. But he sort of knows he's got a responsibility on him. I think you're right about Henderson. I think, you know, Minamino is now a senior player, but he doesn't really feel like a senior player, but he's got that responsibility on him as well. And then you've got Gomez, who's got his own stuff to sort out here in terms of his own recovery from injury. And he's very much, you know, he's got a rookie right back. He's got a very, very raw centre-half partner. And even the left back, you know, he's played a lot of football, don't get me wrong, at a high level. But he's, you know, he hasn't got 50 appearances for Liverpool playing in that position. He might not even have 30 yet. And Gomez, and he's got Kelleher behind him and Tyler Morton in front of him. And I think all of this just makes this difficult from a Liverpool point of view. Plus the idea that I think that I mean, we'll come on to talk maybe a bit about Leicester, but I think Leicester are weird in the game in that when they go 2-0, I was thinking this could be 5 at half time because of the way they were playing and the way they were. So Liverpool are dealing in that segment with a Leicester whose tails are up, who really think we can score goals. And then something changes for them. And maybe we'll get to the answer of what changes for them during this show, but I'm not even sure what it is.